And we are back, and here we have Gina, which is a bit ill now because she got a cold. Yeah. Poor Gina. So Gina is gonna talk about her project where she investigates the importance of eye contact. Mm-hmm. So we all remember the experiment that you shown us at the symposium, right? Some of them were really funny. I remember the one where there was the guy in the tube.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
I think he was laughing a lot. What he was doing, like...
So actually, I watched the man where he looked and where, yeah, how he looked. So because I hang object of my work, hang on, so on the tube. So I just want to wear... I just do track of his
eye movement, right? It's like you were in the tube and you were holding something. Yeah, because I remember this picture of the guy looking at the nothing. Like, what was happening over there? Like, you were showing a ball and you were trying to detect.
I made a ball. So because I want to show the... where he look more clearly to you.
Yeah.
So that's why I made it.
That was really interesting. Yeah. And then I remember you were like kind of highlighting the spaces in the tube he was looking at. Mm-mm. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Nice. And is there a reason why you were focusing on the tube? Mm-hmm. Or like why did you choose the tube as the space and environment?
So, yeah, because I think behavior in public space, public space reflects the social and culture, feature. So actually, when I came to London at first, I used to watch the people on the tube because I felt there a big difference between London and Seoul on the tube. So after that, I was trying to learn and adjust to new London life. This observation of the people behavior on the tube,
right?
Yeah, because it's like
maybe it's the tube, the place where we kind of like spend the time that we relax. That's true. Like when I usually go to the tube, I figure out people are not looking at anybody. That's really true.
So and also the reason, I choose the tube. So quite familiar space to learn people behavior, how they live and how they do.
Yeah, it's kind of a known place. Do you spend much time in the tube?
Yeah, of course, every day, about 1 hour.
That's a lot.
Every day,
You were talking about the difference between Seoul. Can you help me to pronounce the name of the city, Seoul?
Seoul.
And London. Mm-hmm. So my question is, are you aware about the differences in the culture, like, between the two countries? And are you considering, like, the differences between the personality of the people? Like, are you aware about the shyness of the people? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think shyness could be a reason why people are not looking at each other?
So, I think, to be honest, like, Korean people... Yes, are almost shy. Yeah, I think just my opinions, but that's not important point because I researched that point a lot. But I'm considering that
the point of shyness.
Yeah, shyness and all about different culture.
Mm-hmm.
Between London and Seoul and
have people. You discovered any strong difference between the two cultures that you would like to bring?
Yeah.
Like, for example, what?
I think Korean people don't want to... I think that Korean people take care of the others a lot in public space. That's manner. So we think that just like manner, Korean manner...
Manner
is like to be kind.
They want to be kind, so they don't look at people for being kind.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Italy, and it's completely the other way around. Like, we stare a lot to each other, and probably wouldn't be kind not to look at someone. Cool. So, like, you're thinking there is a cultural background.
Uh huh.
Where due to like, which is linked to this issue of eye contact. And GSE has a problem to solve. Do you think the eye contact can affect the way we communicate?
Yeah, I think so. So I think the truth is like involve the feeling of the unfamiliar and especially non-communication. About new, non-communication, I think. So I think when I was in on the tube, I couldn't communicate with others.
So you would have liked to communicate, you couldn't.
Nice.
So your project is about try to find a way for us to communicate.
Yeah, communicate and just to... I want to make people can start talk on the tube. Yeah, and I want they care about others.
Yeah, I see. And do you think it can start through the eye contact?
Yeah.
The way we communicate, for example, in the queue.
Yeah, of course.
That's really interesting. Yeah. And do you think, like, what do you think is the role of the graphic designer in that?
Yeah, that's very difficult question. So I often ask the question by myself. Yeah, so... Actually, in this project, I would like to tell and show my third and story of how I feel about the London and people in London and learn new city and culture on the tube.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I want to make people, as I say, I want to make people can... share and sympathize with my work. I think that's my lore as a graphic communicator, as a graphic designer.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, let's talk. We've got 2 minutes left. Let's talk about your drawer. What did you put inside?
All right. So I put the image of my work, process of my work. So, and I put my research paper.
Okay. Which is always about investigation. Of
And drawing and object, picture of the object.
Which kind of object?
It's like, did you see the my object? It's like mobile.
Okay, the one that you were moving in front of the moon high. That was so cool. Cool. And I don't know, like, have you discovered anything through those objects or through, like, let's say that I'm thinking about the illustrations that you put inside the drawer, like those very, like, dark marks.
And it's like empty space.
Right, that's the empty space.
Yeah, negative space, yeah.
Cool. And great. So, wait, okay. And have you tried to compare the empty space between Seoul or and London? Have you done these exercises also in Seoul or just in London?
So actually, I researched that point. So, but it's not different.
Okay.
So actually, to be honest, it's not. Different.
Is there a common gesture that people do in the tube, like looking at the phone or looking at? I mean, like, is there any comparison that you can make between the two cultures, like the way they move their eyes? Is there anything similar?
It's actually similar. Very looks similar.
Yeah. 1 minute. Okay. Thank you very much, Gina, for everything you brought here today. And good luck with your research. And I'm sure you're going to find some very interesting things. The next one is Hannibal, who's going to talk about cultural appropriation.